study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Our Bible study today comes from the book of Exodus. Our teacher is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University until the time he went to be with his Lord. And now by tape recording, here is today's study by Mr. Boyd.
Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Exodus, chapter 28. And today we're going to consider together verses 31 to 35. Exodus chapter 28, verses 31 to 35. While you find your place, let me remind you that chapters 19 to 40 in the book of Exodus deal with a period in the life of Israel known as the theological period. It's a time of revelation. Israel encamped at Sinai, and these 26 chapters are devoted to about 9.5 months of her history. In chapter 19, we have a record of the revelation of the Lord. And then in chapters 20 to 24, the annunciation of the law. And in chapters 25 to 40, the description of the way. These last 16 chapters are devoted to this great theme of the way of approach for man to a holy God, and it indicates the importance of this great matter. And of course, the tabernacle with its furnishings, its priesthood, and its offerings dominate these chapters. These 16 chapters may be further divided as follows: chapters 25 to 31, the gracious provision for Israel; chapters 32 to 34, the grievous perversion in Israel; and then chapters 35 to 40, the glorious performance in Israel. Now today, in these verses we have before us, we come to consider the third portion of Aaron's official dress. This has to do with the robe of the ephod. And verses 31 to 35 give us instructions regarding the construction of this robe, whereas in Exodus chapter 39, verses 22 to 26, give us a record of the construction of the robe. Now we read, beginning with verse 31, "And thou shalt make the robe of the ephod all of blue, and there shall be an hole in the top of it, in the midst thereof. It shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of an habergeon, that it be not rent. And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranates of blue, of purple, and of scarlet, round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, upon the hem of the robe round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not." So we're introduced here in verse 31 to the robe of the ephod. The word translated robe comes from a verb which means to cover, and therefore it means a covering, an upper garment, or a robe. This was an exterior tunic, fuller and longer than the common one, but without sleeves. Sometimes this tunic was worn by women, and that is translated from this word, and it was worn by men of rank, by kings, princes, and priests. And this particular one that was to be constructed was especially worn by the high priest under the ephod, and therefore it is called the robe of the ephod. Now, in verse 31, we have the first occurrence of the Hebrew word for robe found in the Bible. It's translated robe here. Elsewhere, it's translated mantle or cloak. The robe of the ephod was of special dignity. It was a robe of office. It was a robe which gave a princely character to the high priest. You'll also notice in verse 31 that it is called the robe of the ephod. That is, it has its significance as it related to the ephod. You remember the ephod was the garment by which God's counsel was ascertained and made known, and represents the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is Wonderful Counselor. The robe represents the name which is given to him in Isaiah as Prince of Peace. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, as Wonderful Counselor, is specially Prince of Peace, because all the counsels and purposes of God have as their object perfect reconciliation and peace. Therefore, a princely, priestly, shepherd robe is this robe of the ephod. You see, Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep. You'll also notice that this robe was all of blue. That is, one solid color of blue. Blue is the heavenly color, and this signifies both the heavenly origin and character of the robe, which was worn by the high priest, indicating the heavenly origin and character of his ministry. It also typified the glory of the true high priest, and of course the true high priest is the Lord Jesus Christ, of which Aaron is a type. Another thing that we learn from chapter 39, verse 22, that it was a robe of woven work. That is, it was the work of a weaver. Now, we're told that Bezaleel and Aholiab were filled with the Spirit and of wisdom of heart to execute this fabric, and so they wove it. In verse 32, we read, "There shall be an hole in the top of it in the midst thereof." Now, this was a head opening. In other words, this hole was made so that the robe could fit over the head. The head could go through it. And then it shall have a binding of woven work round about the whole of it, as it were the whole of an habergeon, that it may not be rent. Now, this was a band woven into the fabric of the robe to strengthen the head thereof. And it was to be like the hole or the opening of an habergeon. Now, this word habergeon means a coat of mail, a military garment of thickly woven strong linen. So this was to be the thing by which that hole was strengthened so that it would not be torn, not be rent, as it was placed over the high priest's head and as he wore the robe itself. Now, in verse 33, in verse 34, we read, "And beneath upon the hem of it thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet round about the hem thereof, and bells of gold between them round about, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe round about." Now, these pomegranates were made of twisted yarn of blue and purple and scarlet. Now, this simply is the material, or the color of the material, out of which other furnishings of the tabernacle and of the priestly dress were made. The blue, of course, is the heavenly color, and purple is the royal color, and scarlet is the color of sacrifice. And so this all speaks of heavenly character and origin of the work of the priest, as well as the fact that this is a royal priest. It typifies the Lord Jesus as a royal priest. And then the scarlet speaks of sacrifice. Pomegranates were noted for their fragrance, their sweet, refreshing juice, and then their delicious kernel. And so this fragrance and sweet, refreshing juice and richness of their delicious kernel were all symbols of the word and testimony of God as sweet and pleasant spiritual food that enlivens the soul and refreshes the heart. And so there were pomegranates on the hem of the robe of the ephod. Also, between each of these pomegranates was a bell of gold. And these bells symbolized the sounding forth of the Word of God, or the revelation and proclamation of the Word. So when Aaron ministered in the Holy of Holies, he wore the robe of the ephod, which had upon the hem of the skirt pomegranates speaking of the fragrance and refreshing and deliciousness of the Word of God in all of its fullness, and the bells, which symbolize the sounding forth of that Word, the proclamation of the Word of God. And we read in verse 35, "And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in unto the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not." So Aaron then was to put on this robe in order that he might minister, that is, to perform the duties of his high priestly office, which was a holy office. And through the robe, with its pomegranates and golden bells, Aaron was represented as the recipient and the medium of the word and testimony which came from heaven. This was the reason why he was not to appear before the Lord in the Holy of Holies without that sound, lest he should forfeit his life. And of course, the people who waited on the outside of the tabernacle on the Day of Atonement could hear the bells of the high priest, and they knew then that the high priest had been accepted before the Lord as he carried the blood of the goat for Jehovah into the Holy of Holies and sprinkled it before the mercy seat. Well, this all typifies the wonderful ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus is the medium of divine revelation. The Word of God tells us that He is the Word, and He was in the beginning with God, and He was deity Himself, and all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, said John, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is the divine Word, God's last word to men, God's true revelation to men. And in this person called the Word was life. And that life in its incarnation was manifest as the light of the world. In Him was light. And the light was the life of men. And when He came into the world as the true revelation of God's truth, then He, to believe that truth, men received eternal life. And so we have in this picture of the robe of the ephod with its pomegranates and bells a great truth concerning our blessed Savior as both the one to whom God communicated truth to be revealed unto us, and in His coming in the flesh, He was God's revelation to men, and He spoke forth God's word, and today He sends forth His word that is recorded in the Bible and is expounded by true men of God and empowered by the blessed Holy Spirit, whom the Lord sent on the day of Pentecost. And I wonder, dear friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. If not, why not put your faith in Him and receive Him? For as many as received Him, God gives power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name.
Today's study was given by Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty of Bob Jones University. We trust that the timeless truths taught in these studies, recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry, will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air. This program is a production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.